This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I can't get this mic to stand up with me. I usually do the last hour standing up. It's 303-713-7600. Not because I'm anything like Donald Rumsfeld. I'm not like anything like Donald Rumsfeld, although I do have post-its with George W. Bush with his thumb in the air going, check off what he is, stupid, deceitful, unconstitutional. I'll bet you Donald Rumsfeld might have those post-its now because he probably is mad he got treated so badly. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about lighter things as well. We're also going to try to play clean sound from that ad we talked to you about. We're going to try to check in with my nephew, Brennan, about turning 18 and voting for the first time. He's going to be a Colorado voter and vote the first time. First time. Woohoo! Actually, the first time I voted in a U.S. presidential election. It's not the first time I voted because I turned 18 and voted in Puerto Rico. So I couldn't vote in U.S. elections. But the first time I voted in a presidential election was in Colorado. So we come by it honestly. Anyway, it's very cool. And we can talk about the drilling bans. We can talk about there were fewer deaths this month in Iraq than ever before. But let's all remember, please, as we celebrate this milestone, that there have been more than 4,000 combat deaths. Let's remember that. Oh, cool, Brennan, you answered your phone. Wonder of wonders. Welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Again. listen, you're going to vote. What do you think? I'm wondering, because I was thinking about you today, because we're all going back and forth on all these YouTube videos, you know, like whether this one's mean or that one's mean. What are you paying attention to in this campaign as a new voter?
Just basically what I see in the newspaper. I don't really listen to or care about what everyone else is saying. A lot of it, I don't really even bother looking up the YouTube videos. AOL headlines and what I see in the newspaper.
So that's how you're getting your information, from the Rocky and the Post?
Pretty much.
Wow, that's great. That sentence I want to preserve in gold that you just said. I mean, I'm your proud aunt, so I can go on and on a little bit. But, that is one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say, dude. I mean, just, I don't care what other people think. I'm going to figure out my own mind.
Yeah.
So how are you, do you mind talking about how you're leaning in this election and what you think?
So far, just towards Barack, I guess. I'm just been listening to what his plans are on his whole campaign trail, and I just like the way he stands on a lot of things.
Okay, so you're paying attention to Barack Obama, and you're not paying attention to what? Are you okay? You're
coughing. I got cold.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So cold in the summertime stinks.
Yeah, it's rough.
So. In terms of his stances, does anything particularly stick out? Like, what kind of issues do you and your buds, what are you guys concerned about?
My friends don't really get into it at all, but I'm more worried. I like what he's trying to do with foreign oil a lot, too, because I'm really trying to get kind of interdependent away from foreign oil. So that is basically, I think he's going to slowly start bringing us away from that, which would be pretty good.
So would you be okay with him drilling out? He talked today. There's a compromise afoot. You'll read about it in tomorrow's paper. But there's a plan afoot to drill off of a compromise in Congress to allow drilling in a limited basis off of the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia, and maybe the Gulf of Mexico a little bit more, but not California and the Northwest and the top of the Northeast.
Right.
So. And he said he could listen to that if the Republicans would consider making changes and allowing more green energy to come to the fore and other things. Would you be okay with that? Because a lot of people today were kind of mad about it.
Well, see, that actually makes more sense to me, is compromising like that, not full on going, from dead stop from foreign oil or from producing oil within the country, but some kind of a compromise to slowly go away from that, but still producing or still start figuring out manufacturing a green energy at the same time. That actually makes a lot more sense to me.
There is hope for, I hear your voice and I get chills and think, wow, if people like this are coming up and voting, I'm happy. No, I am. I'm being a little corny, I know. But it just seems to me it's just a really good idea that we do that. So you're not going to be upset by that. Is there, when you hear all the back and forth and the negativity on TV, do you just sort of tune it out?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just bickering, and I don't really care, and I don't really. And when they just go at each other's throats with cheap shots, that doesn't really, you know, I don't want to listen to that at all. I think it's pretty bitter.
So you don't? I would imagine you don't listen to a lot of talk radio.
Yeah, no.
Well, I try to stay away from cheap shots.
Yeah.
Well, now, in terms of voting, are you excited about it? Are you worried about whether the voting technology will be straightforward? Are you concerned about any of that?
No, not really. I haven't even put any thought into the technology at all. I think it should be pretty straightforward.
Okay. You know? So, and are you going to vote in person, or are you going to vote by absentee?
I'm going to vote in person.
Okay. And you've already registered, haven't you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Did it mean something you to register?
To me, not so much, but my mom was pretty excited. I don't know why. She, like, sat there and watched me register, and she was pretty excited.
You know, if I had been in town, I would have been right there with her.
I didn't really think too much about it.
And you know, we would have both had tears in our eyes, and we would have said, oh, Brennan's registering to vote.
Yeah. It was like, we had that, and then the day before, I had gotten mailed the stuff to register for the draft, too. So I had to do both of those.
How was registering for the draft? What did you think about that?
I've received like military things before, like come to, you know, the military and paper schooling and whatever, but this one was like, here, your social security number is this, your date of birth is this, blah, 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 register for the draft. So that was kind of odd.
Yeah.
I've never gotten anything in the mail like that before.
No, and that's right. They still send it to both, and they still don't send it to girls, too. And I think if they send it to you as an 18-year-old, they should send it to women, too.
Right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if you were, so you had to register for the draft, even though there allegedly still isn't one.
Yeah.
Would you? I don't want to put a hypothetical in, but would you want to go fight in Iraq?
No, right?
Okay, so you would not be interested in doing that.
No.
But that might change if something else came down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, in terms of you guys, I would imagine you and your friends probably never talk about politics. Is that right?
Lately, pretty much, yeah.
Did you ever have growing up? See, growing up in school in Colorado, you're going to think, well, you already think I'm a geek, probably. But we had classes. Well, that's okay. I am kind of a geek, although I'm socially pretty adept, not that kind of a geek. And my spectacles aren't Coke bottles. But anyway, and I don't wear pocket protectors, just so everyone knows. Hey, yet. So anyway, we had civics in class. You know, we had courses about government. Do you have that now?
Well, there's in my school, it was 3 years of like world history and geography and U.S. history, and then civics was a senior class. So I haven't taken any government, but a lot of my friends' government was like a sophomore class. So I don't really have anything. I don't know. I'm taking government this year.
Okay, as a senior.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other thing is, you know, because we had like mock debates in the fifth grade. Presidential debates, but you didn't have any of that, did you?
No.
See, we were taught it from elementary school. We were taught about, you know, the Constitution and, I mean, in a simple way, not like, hi, read the whole thing and make a book report on it when you're five.
Right.
But it was really good at grounding us and maybe made us more interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
So now are you going to vote in the primaries as well as the election?
Probably not. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but probably not.
And do you know, besides the top ticket, are you interested in any particular races?
No.
Can I give you a website?
Can you give me a website?
Yeah. I'll send you a website. And the other thing I want to do is just, there's a really cool interactive map that I think you'll appreciate called electoral-vote.org. And what you can do is you can call up all the Electoral College votes and you can check out Colorado. And there's a hot House race. And there's also the race between Udall and Schaefer. And you might want to kind of check that out because I like Mark Udall. You might not. You might like Bob Schaefer for all I know. I'm not trying to tell you how to vote. Just check them out.
Okay.
I'll tell you how to vote later when we're off the air. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. And I haven't told you, just so everybody knows, I have not told you how to vote, correct?
Right.
All right, good. All right, so now the other thing I wanted to ask you was, have you ever, do you watch much TV these days?
No, not really at all, actually.
So you don't watch TV. You don't go on the internet anymore much, right?
Our computer's kind of messed up at the house.
Would you go on the computer if it were available to you? Do you think?
Yeah, depends on for what reason, you know?
Yeah,
if it was available to me, probably for a little bit, but I wouldn't just hang out there all day like a couple of my friends, you know? I'd have a lot better things to do.
And can you tell us what you like to do, or is that too personal?
What I like to do?
Yeah.
I'm trying to just work and get ahead. So try and figure out some kind of thing to do after high school, too. I got to sit there and actually sit down and do senior year this year, so got to focus on that, too.
Yeah, focus on that, and then check out, because you're going to maybe delay going right into college, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait a year.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know Brennan, he also works on cars. Are you currently, you're driving a pickup, right?
Yeah, I've got a truck that I just bought.
And you used to have, this guy had a Rolls Royce when he was 16. You did!
Yeah.
You bought a used Rolls Royce and traded, what, a Chevy for it, was it?
I had a 57 Chevy, and I traded for a 76 Rolls Royce.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're still redoing cars and working on that, right?
Yep.
And working on houses and helping your dad.
Yep.
Excellent. So in terms of the election, well, if you had advice to give to those of us who are possessed by politics and like to, I think you gave us your best advice is don't pay attention to what other people think. Decide for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man. I'm so happy I'm related to you. I am. So now I have another question for you. Do you ever watch Doctor Who?
No.
Okay, so I can't ask you who your favorite Doctor Who is.
No.
Did you ever watch those Top Gear videos I sent you?
I don't think so, no.
That is a show on BBC America. If you like fun car shows, that one is hilarious. Three British dudes who try out different cars, but they always do things like they cut the top of a minivan off to try to make it a convertible. They've tried to turn cars into boats, but like regular cars. It's a scream. You have to watch it. So check that out. That's my tip of the Friday tip. What are you going to do tonight? Are you out and about or are you home?
I have no idea. I'm kind of tired, but I'll probably go out.
Knowing you, you'll probably go out.
I'll probably go out.
Well, happy birthday, my friend. And thank you for agreeing to come on air and tell us about your first vote.
Sure.
I appreciate it. All right, and if I fill in again, can I check in with you as long as it's not on the really early morning show?
Yep.
All right, well, if you're coming home, I don't know, let me know if you're going to stay out all night one night. Maybe we'll get you on the front side of it, you know what I mean, or the back side.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Hart. Brennan, our guest, he's voting for the first time at 18. What great advice, huh? Don't you have hope for America now, knowing people like that are going to vote? Yeah! And I didn't coach him. I just said to him, I said, dude, would you please do this for me? And he said, yes. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Okay. I am so excited that a generation is coming up that votes and also ignores even talk radio, okay? He likes listening to my show, I hope. I don't want to ask him on air. Anyway, I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Woohoo! Think for yourself. Time to get fun, too. I have fun facts about Colorado from my... I meant to incorporate Brennan into this, too, but he'll listen and call back if he feels like it. I'll tell you what. I got some fun facts about Colorado. I'll be reading them to you. Do you eat ice cream even in the winter? If so, you're from Colorado. I don't, but you might. But that's because I don't like ice cream. I know. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Mario Solis Marit Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stand by for traffic with Scott Boylan. Sorry. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in on the Mario Show. I just scared Rick Ashton because I was talking to my sister to tell her how wonderful her son is. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. Sometimes I just have to have family on, and for a good reason, of course, and that one was good. John in Denver, Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I have to test something on you. I got an email from my brother today about fun facts about being Colorado, from Colorado. And he says, if you're from Colorado, you'll understand this. Are you actually from Colorado, John?
I'm sorry. Why do you even ask that question? I'm a little confused.
Well, I was going to test something on you. Are you from Colorado?
Not originally.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's okay. 98% of Americans scream before going to a ditch in a slippery road. The other 2% are from Colorado.
Sorry,
and go.
Aaron, please, could you repeat that and slow down a little bit? I'm sorry.
Sure. 98% of Americans scream before going in the ditch on a slippery road. The other 2% are from Colorado. And they say, hold my soda and watch this.
Funny. That is a kick.
It is funny because we do watch people slide off the road. It's really bad. Go ahead.
Okay, Aaron, guess what happened? I just totally lost it. I lost it.
What?
Everything. I got to go. I'll talk to you. Bye.
I'm sorry you lost it. Huh. I wonder if he was punking us. You think? And then, of course, I ambushed him. Oops, sorry. 303-713-7600. I'm sorry you lost everything, John. I'm sorry if that's true. All right, now here's the thing. If you're from Colorado, I don't know. Are you from originally from Colorado, Rick? I am. No. All right, here, is this true about Coloradans? When the weather report says it's going to be 65 degrees, you shave your legs and wear a skirt. That's absolutely true. Do you shave your legs and wear a skirt? I think I'm fooling people with my Friday humor.
All the
time.
Sorry.
Okay. 303-713-7600. Here's another one. It snows 5 inches and you do not expect school to be canceled. You wear flip-flops every day of the year regardless of temperature. You have no accent at all but can hear other people's, and then you make fun of them. Humid is when it's more than 25%. Your sense of direction is toward the mountains and away from the mountains. Isn't this so true? Isn't it true? If you're from Colorado, 303-713-7600. Now, when you say the interstate, everybody knows which one, right? You don't think I-70, do you? You think I-25. You know this. Anyway, my brother sent it, and I thought it was amusing for those of us who are from Colorado. Now, my other question for you is, what this weekend will get you out of the heat? My sister, actually, I asked her if she'd be on air to talk about it being 104 in her house. And she went, no, I don't want to talk about being 104 in my house. So is it 104 in your house? And if so, how are you coping with that? Are you lying on a tile floor? Have you filled up your bathtub with ice and water? Don't run your utilities. Do not do that. Kind of calm down. But, you know, running your utilities to stay cool is probably smart. I'm sorry, my voice is kind of getting Friday on me. 303-713-7600. Here's another tip I wanted to give you. McCain donors and Paris Hilton's family are miffed at celebrity diss. This is from Michelle Malkin, who I never thought I would find myself quoting. But here you go. The McCain campaign runs a half-decent ad yesterday mocking Obama's celebrification and compares Obamasiah. Oh, do you know that they're calling him Obamasiah, the right-wingers now? Obamasiah to pop culture divas Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. Here's the problem. Rick Hilton donated $6,900 to McCain. Mom Kathy pitched in $2,300. Paris's grandfather, William Barron Hilton, large donations totaled $53,000 to McCain and the NRSC. Whoops. And they make fun of their granddaughter and daughter respectively and call her a moron to say that she's just an empty suit and celebrity. Oops. Oops. Now, maybe you've heard this. Have you seen this thing? I had not seen it. If you're Coloradan, you know what the Continental Divide is. Here's one. I hate Halloween. Don't ask. But maybe part of the reason I hate Halloween is because you have to plan your Halloween costumes around your coat. I always hated going out and trick-or-treating in the cold. I hated it. Besides which, I know... I'm going to sound totally like I'm really a geek, but I don't like candy. I know. I like chocolate, but I don't like candy. John, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. So, do you shave your legs when it's 65 degrees?
Pardon?
Just kidding.
I'm having a little trouble.
Okay,
but
go
not
ahead,
too
John.
Much. I'm on a landline, so.
Uh-oh. Those are always dicey these days. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, basically, the question I have is that, I mean, I listen to Air America all the time. And why doesn't anybody use the ancient and venerable Anglo-Saxon word crooks in reference to Republicans? I mean, they're nothing but crooks. They run rackets. They use force and fraud. If they could steal something, they'd rather steal it than buy it.
Oh, I opened the show with talking about the record oil problem. I mean, I'm not entirely sure they're Republicans, but they certainly contribute more to the Republican Party by a long chalk. Do you know how much the oil companies just made record profits yet again?
And yeah, I know.
More than so than any other time in history, $11.68 billion. That's in one quarter for ExxonMobil.
Yeah,
they've
always been crooks. They've been crooks since the Civil War.
They were robber barons. I know, they've been crooks since they started.
Yeah, they built lousy shoes for the Union Army. Soldiers died because of those bums.
Have you seen the new ad that puts Barack Obama's... It's not a new ad. It's an old ad, the one that he was referring to when he said, they even claim that I'm on dollar bills now, you know, because I look different than people on dollar bills.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They weirded out.
Well, there's no
out,
end to
they
these
put
people.
Out, no, but they put out a video a month and a half ago or so showing Barack Obama on a $100 bill.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, they've always operated that way.
They're just totally dishonest. You know, sometimes it still surprises me, the chutzpah of them, though. I mean, they're just amazing.
Well, that's the one thing crooks have, and that's audacity.
Yes,
I mean,
they do
have
the audacity
have
of thievery. I guess Obama's about the audacity of hope, and they're about the audacity of lying.
Yeah.
The audacity of thievery, the audacity of chutzpah, the audacity of whatever.
They lie, cheat, and steal. That's all they ever do.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
I don't know how anybody can stand them, you know. I mean, anybody with any integrity, any smarts at all would not vote for these bums.
Well, let's hope not. Well, my nephew, you heard, is leaning towards Barack Obama. So there we go. 303-713-7600. And the reason I had Brennan on, by the way, and any of you who are turning 18 and want to chime in, please do it. 303-713-7600. It's 6:31 in the afternoon. You know, and how do you grab a generation? You know, I've got to tell you something. I've been around because I was an Obama delegate and still am, I guess. But, you know, the young people are not paying attention to all this mudslinging. And so here's my question to you is, are they going to turn out to vote? Now, Brennan obviously is, because I think he knows his aunt and his sister would drive him to the poll, even if he was sick, and make him vote. 303-713-7600. Hey, it's a fine tradition in my family. My grandfather was a Republican. My grandmother was a Democrat. And my father used to have to drive both of them to the polls so that they could cancel each other's votes out. 303-713-7600. Back in the day when Republicans could actually be at least somewhat classy, not so much now. Actually, I don't think my grandfather would be a Republican now. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Mario's show at 6:32. Time for traffic with Scott Boylan coming up. Okay, my brother sent me this internet list that's been going around about how do you know you're a Coloradan, and one of them says you know where the Colorado Divide, the Continental Divide is, and the other one said, and Ron from Littleton just called and said, and you know Rocky Mountain oysters ain't seafood. Bill in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Mario Show. I've actually had a small sliver of a bite of a Rocky Mountain oyster, and I don't need to do it again.
Hey, you know, I've noticed the Republicans, as far as this name-calling thing, can sure dish it out, but they don't really take it so well.
No, they do not.
I don't really take offense to the Messiah thing
Obama
that they
Messiah.
Do. Yeah, and, you know, they use feminazi and, you know, all those kind of things.
I took offense at feminazi.
Well, what I did was thought that it was such good fun that I coined a term or two that have actually ended up with having little wing nuts threaten to get beat up by me.
I love the wing nut. I talk about that,
but,
too.
You know, they get mad when you use terms like John W. McSmear or Bush Hitler Lied or Republican Nazi. I mean, They get so upset.
Yeah, John McShame is what I like currently, although Stephanie Miller calls him Grampy McSame.
I can't get over what a weak candidate he is.
Oh, he's
and
horrible.
And all he's got is smear.
Insult. He hired Rove. He fired his guy and went with, he isolated him, and he went with Rovian-trained guy Stephen Schmidt, who's like a master at this stuff.
But I tell you, if there's a party that any of these names actually describe, it's these very evil people that have taken over the Republican Party. And I don't think all Republicans are evil, but a lot of them are, and most of them have jobs in the Bush administration.
Well, and they're going to work for McCain, too. He's going to hire someone. McBush, exactly. Grampy McBush. Absolutely. And you know what? I don't care that he's older. That isn't the point. The point is, I don't think he's worthy to be president of the United States. So far as I know, he reads a lot. But other than that, he's not that, he's not that bright necessarily.
Oh, for the number of mistakes.
Joe Lieberman, if he wasn't standing by his side, he would have confused Shia and Shiite 14 times. I mean, he makes the same mistakes, too. I mean, theoretically, you make a mistake, you try to rectify it eventually, at least.
In John Dean's wonderful book, Conservatives Without a Conscience,
he
goes into detail about how the authoritarian leaders, they're really not concerned with accuracy, and the authoritarian followers are very forgiving with the inaccuracy of the wingnut cult leader. Gosh, I'm going to have another one come up and threaten me if they hear my voice. I'm Bill. Yeah. I swear, I've had several of these clowns actually come up and threaten me when I use the same kind of language that they do.
They use every single day. I know, but you're right. They can dish it out, but they cannot take it. Thank you so much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Al in Longmont, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. How are you today?
We were talking about getting fried when we went tubing. We didn't drink enough water earlier. Rick and I were both talking about getting fried when we used to tube near Loveland and Longmont. Ugh.
You got to drink enough water.
Yeah, you sure do. And not drink beer instead. Not very wise.
Well, that's what I'm doing now. It's Friday. I got a beer. It's hot.
Hey,
but
if I still drank beer, I'd be drinking one too, but I don't. So there you go. But have one on me.
Hey, I always love it when you fill in.
Thank you.
I love hearing your voice. I love the way you do the show. It's always a pleasure. I'm always thrilled when I hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I hope to
be working steadily soon.
I hope you are, too. Man, it'd be great if you could work here in this area.
I'd love it.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any job openings. I don't think so, but
I keep trying. Not at the moment, but we'll see. You never know.
But I have an idea I want to run by you. The Republicans are beating up the Democrats on this drilling for oil. Drill now, lower the price gases. We all know that's a lot of bunk.
Sure.
But what if the Democrats went and said, okay, you want to drill, we'll give you more leases, but tied to this is evidence that you're going to act on the leases you've already got, where you have to start acting and drilling on the leases that you've already got before these leases that you want to get now are going to become active.
Well, that isn't part of the Gang of Ten's deal yet. Have you heard about the Gang of Ten deal yet? It just came out today. There's a compromise afoot in the Congress, or in the Senate. Five conservative Democratic senators, five more moderate Republicans are talking about a compromise where they would tie it to some green energy and alternative energy programs, but that then they could drill off of Virginia, Georgia, the Carolinas, and the Gulf in some limited leasing. Well, here's what I'm with you. Let's add that proviso. Let's say, okay, after you've tried the other, what is it, 60,000 acres they have it on, or 600,000 acres they have it on?
60 million or something like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
they have access to it right now. They're going to do it right now.
And they won't. And part of the reason they won't is because they also want to blackmail people into letting them build refineries right in your backyard. So, or they want to be able to ship it from overseas, and they want other things relaxed. They're making money so fast, hand over fist right now. Why would they bother to take the more expensive route of drilling? See, people don't. But I agree with you. Call their bluff.
Totally.
See what happens.
Yep. And so, I'm glad to hear that that's going on, and I'd like to see them take it a step further and have them, make a criteria requirement that they start drilling now in leases they got to actually get the leases that they want to get now.
Amen, brother. It's 6:42. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's talk turkey. Let's talk silly stuff, too. Do you have a favorite Doctor Who? Do you ever watch BBC America like some of us do? See, my favorite's David Tennant. But I've also heard his actual Scottish accent, and I'm a sucker for a Scottish accent. I love them. I don't do them very well, though. I do Irish okay, both North and South. But Scotland I have to hear for a while before I can get into it. I can even do Welsh. 6:43, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. Time to talk to you. So it's your show. Go for it. And don't forget, I'm filling in for Jay. Woo! All next week. Thanks, boys, for taking some time off so I could fill in. It's 6:43. This is Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. Time to check in with Scott Boylan with traffic. There's the Doctor Who music. Woohoo! I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. My first experience with Doctor Who was with Tom Baker. And I watched it when I was a young woman in college. And I got hooked. It was sort of like Monty Python. It was like, wow, look at these guys. Which I watched much later than everyone else did because it was in reruns. But it's like, so cool. Anyway, the Doctor, I think, is now in his 10th incarnation. My favorite is not Billy Piper. It is the Freema Agyeman, who plays Martha Jones, who I absolutely, totally love. I also like John Barrowman as Captain Jack Harkness. And Sarah Jane Smith, played by Elizabeth Sladen, is always wonderful. It's like there's the 10th Doctor, and I think I've been watching Doctor Who off and on through most of them. So if that makes me a geek, so be it. Check out the Sci-Fi Channel, though. It's really fabulous. It's my tip for your cool weekend. Stay indoors. I think it's on tonight, actually. The Sci-Fi Channel one I haven't gotten wired yet, but I know the one on BBC America is on Saturdays in reruns. Paul in Broomfield. Sorry to make you a David when you're a Paul.
Hi, Aaron.
Paul
in
Broomfield.
Glad to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Do you watch Doctor Who?
I have. I always liked Tom Baker myself. I like the old Sensorite episodes, too, from way back.
Yes, and the TARDIS is still around, and so are the Dalek.
great writing from that era.
Great writing.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. I'm calling to say how happy I am for your nephew that he's registered to vote.
I have to tell you, I was afraid he would sort of finesse it. He was amazing. He was very honest and very true to who he is. I just loved what he had to say. I decide for myself by reading the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not too many 18-year-olds read the paper these days.
I guess not.
I'm glad to have one reading. Well, they just don't. They read on the Internet, you know.
Yeah, that's where the information comes from.
Sure.
Well, regarding voting, that's something that Senator Obama has poured a lot of money into. He has trained several hundred people here in Colorado alone to register people to vote. I'm one of those people.
Good for
you. However, maybe you heard on Tom Hartman's show this week, Greg Palast, who writes about voting issues in the United States.
I did hear Greg Palast on Tom Hartman's show.
Go ahead. Anyway, so he was, you probably heard, he was talking about here in Colorado, our Secretary of State, the Republican Mike Kaufman, has spent probably a good bit of taxpayer money and has conducted the biggest purge of voters here in Colorado in history.
And it's mostly Latinos, right?
You can probably guess it's going to be people of color, depending on the zip code.
Nice.
But one-fifth of all registrations in the state of Colorado have been thrown out. That's 20%. According to Palast, 20% of all people registered to vote in Colorado have been thrown off the rolls.
I missed that statistic. Wow.
Yeah, well, that's what he said, and I've got it here on the transcript, too.
No, I'm gonna try for Palast, and we'll also, I have another, a woman just made a documentary about voting, and I'll try to get her on as well. I'll try to get you a voting expert next week when I'm filling in for Jay, most definitely.
Well, if I could just say one last thing.
Please do, Paul.
I think it's very important that we register as many people as possible. We have until first week of October now to vote in the November election. Also, I recommend that everybody who might be concerned about their voting status,
check whether you're still registered.
Yes, call call your county clerk and recorder's office, whichever county you're in, and ask about your voter status. They can let you know. All they have to do is get some information from you, and they can tell you your status. I would also, at the same time, apply for a mail-in ballot. And instead of mailing it in, I would hand it in, if you can do that. That way it doesn't get lost in the mail.
Okay, and because here in the county where I live, we just slide. It's an optical scan thing.
Yes.
But we can fill it out, and we can also vote. We're actually going to have a top two primary for the first time here. Yeah, this time. But anyway, we're you can take in your ballot, and then you can watch them put it away to be counted. So,
that's great.
Yeah, that's what I do. So, I mean, I usually vote absentee because sometimes I mailed it in, particularly when I was still caring for my mother. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a great thing to do. Voting is fabulous, and everybody should do it. Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, Mike Kaufman is running for Tom Tancredo's seat.
Oh, gross.
And down there in Arapahoe County in the 5th Congressional District. I hope that all Democrats who are listening there in the 5th will take this information to heart. And tell everybody what Kaufman is doing with our tax dollars. Probably, and he's probably doing with federal Help America Vote Act dollars, too,
you know, to throw people off the rolls. Help America Vote was supposed to make it more federal and more accountable as local fiefdoms. Yeah, I know, you're laughing derisively. It's still really scary out there. Thank you for that sobering reminder, Paul. I really appreciate it. I'll talk it up next week on Jay's show, too. It's 6:52. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Mario. I'll be back with you with Jay all mornings, all next week, from Monday through Friday, 303-713-7600. Jeff in Arvada, you're coming up next. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Marit Show. Stand by for traffic with Scott Boylan coming up. And it's broiling out.